IPA.
All right, Andy.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are recording.
How about Miro acting like Rusev?
Oh, man, it's so nice to have Miro behaving, not going, I want to play video games with my best friend. I am a sidekick to nobody. Now he's just like, oh, I'm just going to murder people like I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
It's like he remembered who he was.
How about Sting being a very poor dad?
Well,
just watching his son get beat up for 3 minutes before the match starts.
Let me tell you about a secret about Sting.
He's an asshole.
He's never been any good. He's always been a second-tier Ultimate Warrior.
Ouch.
He's a better wrestler than Ultimate Warrior.
But I feel like that bar is not...
No, that bar is laying on the ground. The Ultimate Warrior can't wrestle.
He had charisma.
But the Ultimate Warrior had the most charisma.
Well, Sting's just watching his son get beat up.
And Sting has zero charisma.
Well, it's fine when you don't talk.
Yeah.
When you just are in the Raptors looking like the Crow, it's fine.
Him making out with Tony Schiavone isn't good content?
No. No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Welcome to episode 4 of the Me and Andy Talk About Wrestling cast.
Yeah. Actually, can that be the name?
The name can be whatever. The name is whatever you want.
It changes every week, the name of the show. Or whatever we record.
The name is whatever you believe it is. So I didn't even know we were going to record this week. We're at work. We get the good news that we get to leave early.
We talked about this Tuesday. You forgot.
And Andy's like, we talked about it Tuesday. We're recording. I'm like, I don't think that happened. I don't believe it for a second.
You have a notebook, so I don't trust your memory.
It's not written in my notebook, so nor have I had my notebook on me recently.
Wait, what happened to the notebook?
I forget it. I forget my
notebook. You know, that's the best part of this whole story?
Yeah. I have a notebook so I can remember things, but I constantly forget the notebook, so it's not much help.
You know. It proves the point of the problem, though.
So I don't even know what we're doing here today.
We're just going to talk about how I got into the nerdiest faction of wrestling.
All right, so we're taking a break from doing lists, I guess.
Because, you know, I think we murdered that.
I mean, there's always more lists. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but I feel like,
but
let's try something different.
Apparently, we're going to try something different, and Andy's going to take us on a journey. A story, if you will.
A story, yes.
A journey through a young man's
obsession with niche version of wrestling possible.
Japanese women's wrestling, also known as Joshi.
Yes.
Joshi is just Japanese for girl?
Yes.
Is that the thing?
Yes.
All right.
No, they're not respected enough to be called women. It's just girl.
So it'd be like if GLOW was just called girls?
To be fair, I know no Japanese.
Yeah.
But I believe, yes. I believe it's a different...
There is also like a ton of like, you can just use a word and it means things depending. Yes. Like, there's like 10 words for the same thing, but like different levels of respect.
Yes. And I believe Joshi literally is just girl.
All right.
In a formal way.
Okay.
So like all good stories.
All right.
Starts with Vince McMahon.
All right, Andy. Fill me in.
2015. NXT.
Yeah.
Vince McMahon signs Asuka.
Oh, Jesus. That's what got you into Joshi?
Well, that's the first step.
You weren't into Japanese wrestling until Kana came to NXT?
I was in the New Japan before then. I already got that bug.
Okay.
But I technically didn't even know Joshi existed.
Okay.
Like, I assumed that there were women wrestlers.
But you didn't know it was its own independent company.
Well, I didn't know
company.
What, you know, because no one talks about it.
Okay, fair enough. So, but you did watch Japanese regular Jap. You watched New Japan.
I got into New Japan.
Okay.
And I was not into the wrestling internet yet.
Okay. In 2015?
No.
Wow.
I was...
This is all very surprising to me because...
No, that's why we only talked about WWF, because that's all I was digging.
Well, because in my mind, you always just watched Japanese women's wrestling, and that was it.
I didn't realize... we really started talking about wrestling until about that point either.
Well, I wasn't watching much wrestling.
Well, I went to Day Shift, too.
Yeah.
You
were on Day Shift for a while,
so.
And I wasn't really watching very much wrestling prior to WrestleMania 30. Prior to WrestleMania 30... I had stopped watching WrestleMania. Like, the last WrestleMania I'd watched before that was 21. So there was almost a 10-year gap where I just wasn't watching any wrestling at all.
And to be fair, CM Punk and The Undertaker, I think, are the only things you missed.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I didn't really miss CM Punk.
I'm not sure actually how I feel about CM Punk.
Yeah, he sucks. He's an asshole.
He is an asshole, but does that make me like him or not like him?
I don't know. I don't care about the guy. I didn't watch any of his work. His work I have watched, I'm like, yeah, he's a fine wrestler. I don't get it.
I think he actually shined in a WWE.
Yeah.
I think I actually like him more in a usually I have the opposite feeling.
Well, he never wrestled anywhere else, did he?
No, he's in Ring of Honor for...
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So see, I feel like he actually... Well, he couldn't cut a promo in Ring of Honor that I remember.
Yeah, all right. He was very much a promo guy in the WWE. I'll give him that.
All right. Now we're off subject talking about...
Okay, sorry. So anyway, NXT, for those who don't know, everybody knows what the WWE is, the World Wrestling Entertainment. Vince McMahon, he owns it. It's wrestling. All wrestling is basically WWE. It's the big daddy of wrestling. Now, they had a bunch of feeders, like little tiny indie promotions, mostly in Florida, and then there was Rocky Mountain Wrestling or Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Ohio Valley Wrestling, and then eventually Florida Championship Wrestling.
Yes.
Was their primary one.
That directly became NXT.
That he ended up buying or owned, I don't know.
I don't know how that worked out.
But he ended up changing its name to NXT, giving it basically to Triple H to run as his own little baby company. And it got its own little TV show that was like an hour long on Hulu or whatever.
I think it was just on, was it on Hulu?
Yeah, it was on Hulu before it was on the network.
But it was a great 1 hour TV.
Yeah. And that was their developmental program. Basically like all their, it was like their Triple A, their fucking, you know,
it was literally
their college football.
It was literally just theater.
Yeah.
But it was great. And those first takeovers were magical.
Yeah. And it was a bunch of young guys trying to prove themselves and really leaving it all out there. And it was really fun to watch.
And the booking made sense because Triple H was doing it.
Right. So around 2015, they started hiring a bunch of people who are big names now. I think that's the same year that Kevin Owens showed up.
I believe so. And
Sami Zayn. And a Japanese powerhouse women's wrestler whose name in Japan was Kana.
Yes.
And they call Asuka.
Yes, which is funny because there's now an Asuka Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
That's. And she was a bad motherfucker in NXT.
Well, she's great.
Like, just a destroyer. People. She ended up having a longer undefeated streak than Goldberg. Which is a fun fact. Like, I think she almost doubled Goldberg's undefeated streak.
I wonder if there's any Goldberg fans listening to this.
There are no Goldberg fans. Oh. Let's fucking snip that one right in the bud. There are no Goldberg fans. fuck Bill Goldberg. But she's just this little, like, what, 5'1" fucking spitfire, and she's
maybe 120 pounds.
But she's mean. She just wrestles
used to be
stiff.
Mean.
Yeah, sometimes you'll still, like, the fucking WrestleMania match, she came at it, man. She looked good. But yes, I mean,
she's just destroying people, though.
Yeah, back then. I mean, she's just a fucking WWE wrestler now, which means 50-50 booking, if she's lucky. It is what it is. Even when she was champion for almost a year.
This is why I'm not
watching
Raw and SmackDown.
Exactly. So anyway, you see Kana.
Let's spark something.
And little hearts start floating out of your eyes and around your head. All right.
But then we do the Mae Young Classic.
Okay.
And then more hearts start flowing out of my head.
Right. The Mae Young Classic was like a tournament, right?
Yeah. They just got women from all over and did a old school tournament.
Right.
And they also hired Kairi Hojo.
Is that Kairi Sane?
Yes.
All right.
And then more hearts start flowing out.
Oh, Kairi Sane's cute as hell.
Yep.
Their little pirate costume.
Yeah.
And she carries a steering wheel to the ring.
Yeah, I missed that.
Kairi Sane's gimmick was she was the pirate princess, so she'd wear this whole, like, fucking 18th century pirate getup, but like a fancy pirate, not like a scraggly pirate, like big
hats.
Yeah,
like what you
want
a pirate to look like.
Yeah, except for, like, and then she also carried, like, an old wooden ship steering wheel to the ring with her for some reason.
Awesome.
It was hilarious.
I mean, it's fun.
It makes no sense, but it's wrestling, so it, you know, you just roll with it.
So that gets more interest going.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, well, where are all these people coming from? Yeah. And then Ring of Honor.
Oh.
Guess what they do?
What do they do?
They start a partnership with Stardom.
Okay.
So I see a Wato Tai come over, the heel faction from Stardom.
All right.
And they're dripping in personality, especially compared to American indie workers.
And Stardom, in case people haven't listened to the first three episodes of this.
Japan's biggest women's company.
All right. It's all women.
All women. It's owned by Bushiroad, who owns New Japan.
Okay.
So it's become very streamlined.
All right.
Very easy to access. But they have a partnership with Ring of Honor, so every year they'd send some people over.
Sure.
And like all things Ring of Honor does, it inspires me to go watch the other thing instead of watching.
Yeah. Ring of Honor, for people who don't know, is until recently it was the, so I guess it even,
I would call it, I think for a biggest? While it was maybe second. But now it's probably fourth.
Yeah, it's like a, God, do you think TNA, well, yeah.
Yeah, I think TNA is suppressed.
Yeah. So there are, at the moment, there are four big wrestling companies in the United States. WWE, obviously, is the big daddy. It's always will be. It's the company. AEW is a newcomer. It's been around for 2 years now, almost.
I'd say two, maybe a little more. Let's count Dynamite. So yeah. Say two-ish years.
Yeah. So, and it's doing great. It's obviously nowhere near WWE, but it's...
Well, it's the strongest.
It's a strong number two. It's the strongest competition Vince has had since the 90s.
And I'm going to say Impact, TNA, whatever the hell we're going to call it. I'm going to call that third.
All right.
Because it has more... I think it probably has more viewers.
And then, yeah, maybe. And then there's Impact Wrestling, which is... Which is fine. Nobody watches it.
I guess it's fine. I don't know.
The only reason anybody watches it is because right now they're doing a bunch of crossover shit with AEW to try to stay relevant. And then rounding that up is Ring of Honor, which has always kind of been like the indie house. Like, I would call Ring of Honor the modern ECW, even though it's not extreme and violent and shitty.
But that's a fair comparison.
It has that scrappy underdog, like low budget feel it.
But I'm going to say it used to have that.
Okay, that's fair.
Because they'd have those great matches that no one's watching.
Right.
But you feel like you're in on this secret of great wrestling.
Right, which was always ECW's big thing. It's shit.
You're part of this secret little coven of great wrestling, and no one else knows it exists.
Yeah, you're like the real fans.
And then you're not.
And then everybody who was in that company quit to go form AEW. Yeah.
And the ones that didn't went to NXT.
Yeah. And everybody who's left isn't great. And that show, like, I watched, they had a big fucking pay-per-view that was supposed to be like, that was supposed to be like the big deal that put Ring of Honor on the map, except for right before that pay-per-view, everybody quit to go to NXT or start AEW. So there was no fucking star power left.
Well, the only stars in that show were New Japan.
And it was fucking embarrassing. And I think it killed them. It was supposed to be their big fucking breakout, and I think it fucking killed the company.
I was down on the show.
Yeah. It was not good.
And I was touting Ring of Honor at that point.
Yeah.
But, man, that talent loss hurt them.
Yeah.
And I recently saw a clip where they have WWE foam guardrails and the whole gimmick now.
Oh.
And I'm sold out now.
Yeah, because now can't. They look too professional for you?
If you're going to look professional, go all the way.
Yeah.
What's this sterile environment BS? You're supposed to be the scrappy underdog.
Right.
Just give me good wrestling in an armory.
Yeah. Nope. All right. So anyway, Ring of Honor starts bringing over Stardom women.
So Wato Tai comes in. They're having attitude. They're being shitty heels.
Yeah.
Hana Kimura is showing personality. I'm all in love. So I'm like, you know what? Why am I not watching this Stardom?
Yeah.
Why am I watching
Ring of Honor when I could be watching the parts of Ring of Honor that I like?
Yeah. Why am I just not watching New Japan and Stardom?
Yeah, there's a whole show of the things that I want to see without all the garbage fucking on the edges of fucking Joey Janela and...
Jay Lethal's fine and all, but...
Yeah.
Frankly, I just want him to be Black Machismo, so...
Right. Jay Lethal's fine, but Black Machismo Jay Lethal is what you're there for, and he hasn't done that in years.
Which is not great to say, because he is a great wrestler.
Yeah.
But the problem is your gimmick was so good, I just want to see your gimmick.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, nobody's going to come... Look, 30 years in, nobody's going to come to a show to see Mean Mark Callis wrestle.
No. People want to see The Undertaker.
They want to see The Undertaker.
So I start watching Stardom.
Yeah.
We got another train running.
Right.
And that, I start really watching right about the time we do the Momo. I don't know how much that's Mike's even picking it up.
It doesn't matter. I'm not editing any of this out. So there's a train in the background.
Which is actually perfect for this.
Yeah.
So that's about the time we got the Momo Io Shirai thing that we've talked about 3 times now, I believe.
All right.
So I'm hooked.
All right.
I love all of this.
Yeah.
Then Io goes to WWE.
Yep, like you do when you get big enough.
Which watching her there also reinforces my...
Yeah, your love of...
I like this.
Yeah.
Where am I at note?
I don't know.
Oh. And then we're kind of fast forwarding.
Okay.
I'm going to... Hannah Kimura goes on an excursion by herself. She goes to Mexico.
Yeah.
She does some American shows. She comes back, and she betrays Oedo Tai, and she becomes her own woman.
Do I know any of these names?
I don't think so.
Are they all just Japanese?
All just...
All right.
And that hooked me even more.
Sure.
Because we got it... I don't... It wasn't really a face turn. It was kind of a heel turn.
What year is this now?
This has been 19.
Okay.
So we're burning through time.
So we've jumped 4 years now.
Yeah. This is a slow process. So.
Yeah. And how often are you watching this women's wrestling? Oh, like,
I'm going to say 19. I really kind of...
That's when it really started picking up?
Between 18 and 19 is when I really... But at first it was just Stardom.
Yeah.
Because frankly, I didn't really know.
Sure.
You start one place, then you burn through.
Right, right. I know. I understand how that goes.
Yeah. Where's the Godzilla at around here?
Right. I started at watching this American Godzilla movie, and now I have 30 fucking Godzilla Blu-rays and a couple of action figures, and yeah.
So Hannah forms Tokyo Cyber Squad.
All right.
I'm in. And then I start listening. I get on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I start looking at podcasts, as you do.
Is this when you start getting into wrestling Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
This is also when I type Joshi into the fucking iTunes to see what comes up.
Okay.
And I start trying out podcasts.
Yep. I've been on this journey before. Where you're like, you're into something new, and you're like, all right, there's got to be a podcast for this.
And there is. And most of them are terrible.
God, this is, I'm going to take you on a bit of an unwrestling related tangent on that. When podcasts first started, I was like, all right, I need something to listen to. I'm just now on Midshift.
Oh, God.
I hated it.
Is this Crown Point Midshift?
Yeah. I'm on Midshift at Crown Point for 6 months. I can't stay awake. I need something to keep me distracted. My buddy Colin, like, hooks me up with a fucking iPod or whatever, and he's, like, teaching me what podcasts are, and I'm downloading them and trying to figure out podcasts. And,
Were you on Midship before I even was hired on?
2006.
Okay, ooh.
Yeah.
So podcasts were really new.
Yeah, well, this is like literally the fucking birth of podcasts. Colin got into them and then got me into them. And we're playing World of Warcraft at the time, the video game.
So you're typing in?
So I'm like, well, let's see if anybody on podcasts, whatever these are talking about video games. And that's, at the time, all they're talking about. And there's an entire network called the WoW Radio that's just a series of World of Warcraft podcasts. So I'm downloading all of these. Dude, I had like fucking 15 World of Warcraft related podcasts downloading on my iTunes for a while. Like 90% of them fucking sucked. But
I feel like you have to go through that.
Yeah, you have to fucking
try out
all
these things and see which ones fail.
Till you find the two that are worth listening to.
Be fair, a little bit before then, I've just went into regular wrestling podcast.
Right. Got into...
But Austin got real...
Man, Stone Cold's show was great for early on, but then, like, it just became him talking to his friends because he ran out of wrestlers to interview.
And then I got into the, some of the New Japan podcasts.
Right.
Voices of Wrestling.
Yeah.
Because I like their snarkiness, even when I disagree with them.
So what was the first Joshi podcast you really started listening to?
No Particular Angle, which is retired.
Okay.
And the Joshi Pod.
Yeah.
Which is also retired.
Aw.
There's a trend of Joshi podcasts now.
They just go to shit?
Well, No Particular Angle, he would just talk usually to himself.
Right.
So you can sustain that.
Yeah.
The Joshi Pod was an interview.
Oh.
Which, as you can guess, there was many interpreters involved.
Right.
But it really hooks you when you hear, when you can hear people tell their own story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That really digs you in.
Yeah, for sure.
And it also introduced me to more companies.
Yeah.
Because Stardom people would not go on this podcast.
Right.
Oh. Because Bushiroad and whatnot.
Yeah, no, that makes
being
sense.
Being, you know, a real corporation.
Yeah, well, it's like WWE guys don't go out on podcasts.
Joe Blow's podcast.
They don't go out on podcasts that aren't WWE podcasts.
Right.
Yeah.
So first he really got me an Ice Ribbon.
Yeah.
Which, how do I want to, actually I'll explain that later.
All right.
Let's go on down the Maki Ito route first.
All right.
So I got the Joshi Pod going. We're interviewing these people. We're on the wrestling Twitter. Guess, you know, where the first stop on wrestling Joshi Twitter is. Maki Ito.
Yep. Are you going to explain to people what Maki Ito is?
She is a fired idol schoolgirl dressed edgelord.
Okay, so idol is just a name for any?
I believe what they're trying to say is singing and dancing group.
Okay. So idols are like just girl, like girl bands, right? Like J-pop fucking girl groups.
I don't know if boy bands in Japan are also idols. I don't know. But yes. But she failed at that.
Yeah.
And was fired.
She can't sing for shit.
No, but she has more than enough personality for a whole company.
Right.
So, you know.
Maki Ito's fucking hilarious. Look her up if you don't. Even if you don't like wrestling, she's this fucking tiny little, like, she looks like a fucking Japanese fucking pop star, except for kind of trashy. And
but in a good way.
Yeah. And, but she can't sing for shit. She can't dance for shit. And her gimmick is singing and dancing poorly because she doesn't give a fuck. And then she'll flip you off and call you a simp.
Which is all great.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's
she's
the best
fantastic.
Thing on Twitter.
Anybody who says nice things about her, she calls simps.
If you don't say nice things about her, you're a simp.
Yeah. She just shits
asshole.
On everybody.
But in the best way.
Yeah. She's very entertaining. I would like her to do more work with AEW because she's very entertaining.
So that introduces me to Tokyo Joshi Pro Wrestling.
All right.
Which is actually the company I would have WWE fans go to first.
Okay.
Because it's, I'd say it's more of a character company than the others.
I mean, fucking, you're not going to get much more character than Maki Ito when it comes to Japanese wrestling.
Well, I mean, you have Hyper Masao, who is a fake superhero.
Love it.
You have Haruka Neko, who thinks she is a cat. Literally.
I mean, her name is Neko. I don't know if you know what Neko is, but that's cat people.
Yes.
Yeah.
She literally is a cat.
I love it.
Shoko Nakajima, who wears fur and calls herself Big Kaiju.
Love it.
And during matches, she will get a bag of kaiju toys out and dump them in the ring and suplex her opponent onto them.
You are always talking to me about women's Japanese wrestling, Andy. And this is the first time you've ever convinced me I need to start watching it.
I asked you to come watch the show the other day. You said you didn't want to.
You didn't say anything about cat girls and kaiju girls and fucking superhero girls.
Well, those are things that existed.
I didn't know. Look, here's the thing. After watching Japanese men's wrestling, I just assumed it was that, which is boring and lacks any personality at all.
Well, Tokyo Joshi is only personality.
Fuck. All right, go on. Keep.
All right. Yuka Sakazaki.
Yeah.
You've seen in AEW because she dresses like she's in Aladdin.
Okay.
And she's magical.
I don't like her much, but yeah.
I actually agree with you, but I'm not the shit on her, but.
Right.
You know. And then. Oh, we got to talk about Saki-sama.
Okay.
Who is Japanese, but thinks she's French royalty.
Okay.
And she dresses as such. And she has a maid who she... The story is that she found her in the woods in France.
Oh.
Yes, she is also not from France.
Okay, perfect. So it's two Japanese women pretending to be French women?
Yes.
Do they cut their promos in Japanese or yes. French?
No, it's in Japanese.
Do they do a French... What's a jet? Do they try to do like a ha ha ha, but in Japanese?
Not that I could tell, but that would be funny.
Do they are they doing a French Japanese accent? Whatever that would sound like.
I can't tell if they do, but
speaking Japanese with a French accent.
But she has a French maid who Love comes it. Out with a silver platter,
of course,
with a rose on it.
Love it. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's what exists in this company. And then you have Mio Yamashita, who just portrays herself as a badass that kicks people in the head.
Speaking of French people with French accents, have you ever seen Beauty and the Beast? Either yes, version?
As a child.
Whole movie takes place in France.
Does it?
Yes. It's a French movie about French characters.
Huh. Well, they blew that.
But for some reason, the French candlestick is the only one with a French accent. Anyway.
You'd think they'd all have French accents.
You'd think. Anyway, go on.
That's pretty much all I have to say about Tokyo Joshi. Just kind of a ridiculous place.
I think you should have nothing to say about anything but Tokyo Joshi, because now I kind of want to watch some Tokyo Joshi. Do they have like a weekly show? Do they broadcast anything in English?
Every week they do.
So they do have a weekly
show. But it's not free.
No, I didn't.
It's on the Wrestle Universe.
I assume you have this.
Yes, I do.
All right, so I'm going to stop watching AEW and start coming over for Tokyo Joshi instead. What night is it on?
You can just... It's on demand anyway.
But well, what night do you watch it?
Well, next show... next big show will be 22nd, 21st for us.
All right. So, all right. Yeah, I'm going to come over and watch a Tokyo Joshi show with you. That's decided. If that's all right with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about watching wrestling.
Yeah, I know.
I will say about the English show, it is very wonderful when they try to speak in English.
Yeah.
And they're either saying something completely inappropriate
sure.
or just adorable.
So do they have English announcers or anything?
On the English show?
Yeah.
They'll have Chris Brooks.
Okay.
And Bailey Aki.
Yeah.
I can't really say his last name or his first name. They're still learning how to commentate.
Yeah,
they're not great. But they both speak... they're very fluent.
And then how do they do, like, do they subtitle promos, or do they translate promos, or do they
Tokyo Joshi, unless they have English commentary on the show,
nothing?
They do absolutely nothing.
All right.
But the Twitter, the DDT Tokyo Joshi Update Twitter will translate.
Like, real time?
Yeah, more or less.
I mean, got it. Yeah, obviously, it's not going to be perfect, but...
Stardom subtitles everything.
Okay.
Which is also part of the show's not uploading
right
in live.
Yeah.
And Ice Ribbon does nothing.
Fair enough.
So it's kind of a crapshoot.
Got it. All right.
But then, Linden Ice Ribbon.
All right.
Which is somewhere in between both of these things.
All right.
There's also ridiculousness and death matches.
Yeah.
And just serious wrestling.
All right.
All kind of in the same sphere. Like a show the 24th of last month where they start playing baseball in the middle of the match.
Okay.
And then Mio Shirai just starts kneeing people and DQs the
Mio
match.
Mio Shirai.
Yes.
Not Io Shirai.
Not Io.
It's a different...
Her big sister.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Her big sister, who is now a referee and trainer.
Huh. Are they actually related?
Yeah.
Like
literally your big sister.
Nice. All right. That's pretty cool.
Yes. And then they'll do that. And then they'll have a death match. And then they'll just have a regular serious just fucking wrestling match.
That's one of the things that does kind of bother me about Japanese wrestling is how silly it gets with the sex dolls and the 9-year-old girls and the fucking invisible man.
And then you have a death match.
Then you have a death match. Then sometimes you just have a death match that has Leatherface in it. I don't know what to think about Japanese wrestling sometimes.
I generally enjoy the chaos.
That's fair.
I will say I'm not a big fan of DDT and the sex doll. The sex doll and the Vizzle guy is a step too far.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I can give you a lot of rope.
Like, I get it on stupid, shitty indie shows where they're doing, like, the invisible grenade and slow down time gimmicks because they're shitty little indie shows designed to fucking entertain five people in a...
Because that show's supposed to be... That they did that is supposed to be the highlight of the indies for the whole year.
Yeah.
So I want to burn the place down. You save that for the armory. Don't put that on tape. Burn the place down.
Yeah, no, I understand. But I'm just saying, I get why a bingo hall show would do dumb shit. I get why, like, a show with the fucking American Legion.
That's where you have Mick Foley hit a guy with popcorn. Right. It's funny.
Right.
But you don't do it on Raw.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But right now, I'm going to say Ice Servant might be my favorite company at the moment.
Really?
I like the little bit of variety.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Sometimes they get too goofy.
Yeah.
I'm in the Suzu doing the death matches right now.
Right.
I'm not sure why all these Japanese women want to do death matches so badly.
They're all big John Moxley fans.
Maybe. They're all big Terry Funk and John Moxley. Yeah,
they're just big fucking Terry Funk fans, man. They go way back. They're like, oh, you know what got me into wrestling? ICP's Stranglemania. A bunch of bootleg death tournament matches.
I'm going to bleed all over this ring.
Featuring fucking Terry Funk and Leatherface. For those who don't know, Leatherface was a wrestler in Japan. It was literally just a guy dressed up like Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That was the whole gimmick. He was Leatherface. He brought a chainsaw to the ring. He was literally just the Texas Chainsaw Massacre's Leatherface. It was dumb as shit.
Which is fine in Japan, because no one's going to sue you.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's my, 6-year journey into being a nerdiest wrestling fan possible.
And now you watch all three of these shows, like, religiously.
Pretty much everything.
Yep. And last week...
I watched more Joshi than male wrestling combined.
And last week was the best week of the year for you because it was, like, women's wrestling every day.
To be fair, it was all wrestling every day, but...
But...
There's priorities.
Right.
And New Japan is canceling, like, every show.
What do you mean?
Oh, they're back in a lockdown.
Oh, are they? In Japan? Just hardcore lockdowns again?
Pretty much every metropolitan area has some kind of lockdown.
Sucks to suck.
So if the problem they're having is they're too big.
Yeah.
That they run big buildings.
Yeah.
And those are getting locked down.
That's fair.
The Joshi companies are
tiny.
So they can
do whatever they want.
More or less.
That makes sense.
A lot of them are just going to do shows out of the dojo.
All right.
Or whatever. Like, Tokyo Joshi will probably just run out of the Ice Ribbon Dojo.
Yeah.
And Ice Ribbon will run out of the Ice Ribbon Dojo.
All right.
And Stardom will probably just rent out Korakuen Hall and run that empty. Because they have money now.
Well, good for them. What else you got on your notes?
We ended in notes.
You're out of notes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
Andy.
We
probably got a half hour or something.
We did get a half hour.
Yeah. I was hoping there would be more shit-talking, actually.
I don't know enough about women's wrestling to shit talk it. I do know that now that I've heard all this about the fucking characters of Tokyo,
Tokyo
Joshi. That shit sounds like some shit I kind of want to come watch now. I wish you had told me about fucking Neku Lady and Kaiju Lady. and what was the other one?
Saki-sama.
What was her thing?
She's French.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And the French one. And no, the first one. What was the first one? Before Neku Lady.
Oh, Hyper Masao. The
superhero.
The fake superhero.
Yeah, I wish you had told me all of these things and not just that it was Japanese women, because I'm like, all right, I get it. I've seen Kana and I've seen fucking Io Shirai. Like, they're fine. They're great. Like, Asuka is my favorite women's wrestler in WWE right now, maybe behind Bianca Belair just right now. Bianca Belair is fucking tearing it up, But I didn't know there were goofy-ass, like, fun things, like fucking... I'm not surprised
by
it.
I'm going to say Tokyo Joshi is mostly goofy things.
All right.
Like, you have a... Kamiyu is supposed to be a party girl.
Yeah.
And her gimmick is she just comes out in denim and it's overly done makeup. And she's just...
Is denim, like, a party thing in Japan?
I'm going to say no. I think she's going for more of like a ripping off American gimmick.
Okay. All right.
Like she's trying to come off as more Americanized.
Yeah.
If that's all right. The way to put it.
That makes sense.
There's that kind of gimmick. What else is there? Tokyo Joshi, other magical people and superheroes and fire idols.
All right. Well, you got anything else you want to tell the people about Japanese women's wrestling before we shut this bitch down?
If you like New Japan, watch Stardom, because it's all factions. All
right.
If you want everything, watch Ice Ribbon. They all have streaming services. It's decently easy to figure out.
Sure. You could probably pirate it all, too, real easy.
Probably.
Everything's easy to pirate
Everything
these
days. Everything is probably easy. But, like, literally, you can go on the Joshi Reddit and figure out, if you have any problems at all figuring it out.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, literally paragraphs of how to go through it.
All right. Well, this has been Andy telling us the history of him falling in love with Asian wrestling women.
Thank you, Vince.
Not just regular Asian women, but Asian wrestling women. The regular Asian women was... Well, that's a different story for a different day.
That's a whole different podcast.
This has been the Other Loud Neighbors podcast where Dandy tells us about wrestling. Bye.